Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we love you this morning, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because of your greatness. We thank you for the very life that we live in you. We live in you, we move, and in you we have our being. Oh, Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you, Lord, for this nation. A place where we can gather together freely and just worship and express our worship to the Lord. We give you praise, Lord, for such a time as this. Thank you for everything that you've done for this little flock. And today also, Lord, we pray that you will speak, Lord, to your people and to every one of us out of your word to give us encouragement. And we give you all the praise and the glory. Father, glorify yourself as always. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Oh, you can do better than that. Come on, we can do better than that. Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Today I'm going to preach a short message on overcoming the world. 1 John chapter 5, and I'm going to read from verse 4. 1 John, now this is the epistle, not the gospel, but the epistle of 1 John chapter 5, and I am reading starting at verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Amen? Well, you know, Jesus himself said in John 8:24, he said, except you believe that I am he, you should die in your sins. I mean, he put it right there, pure and simple. There is no other way to get this salvation. Acts chapter 4 and verse 11. He says, there is no other name given under heaven other than the name of Jesus, whereby we must be saved. Acts 4. 11 and 12. But today, we're talking about the victory that overcomes the world. Well, what does it mean to overcome the world? Let's see what Jesus himself has to say about overcoming the world. John 16 and verse 33. Now, this is the Gospel of John, chapter 16 and verse 33. Here's what Jesus himself said. He said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. Because you're not going to get peace elsewhere. See, in Jesus is where the peace is. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
In the world, ye shall have tribulation. Not you might have, not maybe you have, but definite. Ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. That's good news. I have overcome the world. See, Jesus overcame the world. And he wants us to overcome the world also by our faith. Now, what is the world in this context? What is the world? Because Jesus said, as long as you are in this world, you will have tribulation. You're going to have tests. You're going to have trials. You're going to have difficulties. You're going to have challenges. Can we keep it down over there, please? Thank you. We're going to have all of these things in the world. But Jesus said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world for you. Now I want you to turn with me to 1 John chapter 2. This is the gospel. Now, not the gospel now. This is the epistle. We're back to the epistle of John. 1 John chapter 2. And let's see what it is that we must overcome. What do we need to overcome in the world? Here's what it is. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15. That's what it says. 1 John 2 and verse 15 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man or woman love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, now you see, this is what we have to overcome in the world. All that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Now the Bible says that Jesus was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Well, I mean, he probably didn't have every single little temptation that we are going through today. But he was tempted and tested in these three categories. See, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes. Well, the devil said to him, he said, turn this stone into bread. After he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And so he came there and said, turn this, turn it into bread and so forth. And when that didn't work, he also said to him, took him up in a high mountain and said, well, all these things I will give to you. You see. And when that didn't work, well, he now said, just began to give different things and so forth, Why don't you jump down from that place, since you are the Son of God, see? So he began to tempt him in the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, make this stone bread. The lust of the eyes, all this world will I give you, the world kingdoms. And the pride of life, you are the Son of God, see? Like today, people say, well, I'm, the elect, and I am the this, and I am the that, and so forth. The pride of life, see? And these are the things that we need to overcome. But beyond that, there is also tribulation. Jesus said in John 16:33 that we read, in the world ye shall have tribulation. Now there is not a single person here today that has not experienced some kind of tribulation or some kind of test or some kind of trial. In fact, some of you are going through right now. See, you're going through all kinds of things because Jesus said you will always have these tribulations in the world. But the good news is, be of good cheer, he said. Amen? Yes. I have overcome the world. And as I said one time, I said, every time we're going through something, we're going through. See? Amen. I want everybody to say, going through.
Going through.
That's right. Always going through. By that phrase alone, that means you are coming out on the other side. Because you say, I'm going through a test right now. I'm going through a trial. Well, you're not going into the trial. That would be a dead end. See, like David said, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? Because he already knows he's coming out on the other side. Do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? I will fear no evil. Because the Lord is with me. He's at my right hand and so forth like that. I shall not be moved. Now Jesus, he told his disciples, let us go to the other side. See? And if they would have been paying attention, they would have known that that's what Jesus said. He never said, let's go in the boat and perish. He said, let us cross over to the other side. Can I get a witness on that?
Yes.
Sure. So once that's what Jesus said, didn't matter whether all hell broke loose. See, now the Lord, I love that story. You've heard me say it many times here, so I'm not going to go into all of that. But I want to bring out a point. When the Lord, when he said that, see, we preached on the self-evident word a few months back. Once he said that, he went to sleep. Because the word that he spoke was going to carry itself out. He said, let's go to the other side. So it didn't matter if the storm was raging, And some people think that just because you are a child of God and so forth, you won't have any storms. No, you will have the storms. As a matter of fact, they are part of life. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Psalm 34. But the Lord delivereth him out of them all. So you're always going to have these things. And in fact, Jesus never intended to rebuke that storm. I've said it many times. All he wanted to do was take a nap. He was just sleeping and he was going to ride it out. How many of you can say amen to that?
Amen.
He's going to ride out the storm. Now, a lot of people panic when things set in. And they go to the Lord just like the disciples say, Lord, don't you care that we perish? You know, isn't that like people today? Every little thing, they blame the Lord as if the Lord doesn't care. No, these things will happen. See, the writer of the book of Ecclesiastes said these things happen to all. The only difference is when you have that power of the Holy Spirit on the inside. And when you mix that with the word of God, then it activates your faith and you get the victory. Praise God. The victory is your faith. If you don't have any faith, well, you're going to lose the battle. See, you're not going to win. Because the victory that overcomes is our faith. But when you have the faith, praise God. What is faith? We're told in Hebrews 11 and verse 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. So we see that faith has a substance to it. It's not exactly abstract. See? It is the evidence. That's the assurance. Now, here's where, how faith works. When you pray, the Bible says, believe that you receive. So by faith, you know you already received. That's just it. See, that's faith. It's that simple. Now, if you cannot exercise it at that level, then you still don't understand what faith is. Now, when you are praying for God to protect you, you want to leave your house in the morning, you are going on a trip and say, Lord, grant me joining mercies. Well, what is the point of praying that prayer if you don't know that he is able to deliver you? See, you must know that he's able. And if you know it and you can exercise that faith, you have a miracle on your hands. Praise the Lord. Doesn't matter what situation you are in. God dwells in you and walks through you according to the level of your faith. He'll never go beyond your faith, sir. See, if you believe that God can do something, then he'll do it. But if you don't believe, you know, the Bible says that even Jesus, he couldn't do many miracles in some places because of their unbelief. Now, that's so sad. You know, they had the great master there. And still, he couldn't do anything for them because of their unbelief. And that's the same story today. Now, so all these things that we face in the world, whether it be affliction, I want you to turn with me to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2. And verse 3. Now this message today is for believers. See, well, you say believers? Well, yes. But if you are not a believer, there is always room at the cross. See, there is always room at the cross. And we're going to give you a chance, you know, when we finish here. But this is for the believers, see, that have faith already, but they must know how to use it. See, now, it says, thou therefore, 2 Timothy chapter 2, and verse 3, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. See, you're going to endure. You're going to have some hardness. You're going to have some hard times that are going to come against you. But you must endure. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, you cannot give up at a very little first sign, you know, of any problem and so forth. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 5. 2 Timothy, the same 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 5. Say, but watch thou in all things, endure afflictions. See, just like the Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. On the left and on the right and so forth. In fact, sometimes it seems like, you know, they just get a lion's share of problems. Sometimes. But if you have the faith, like David. David said, I don't care if the whole world is encamped against me. Say, by my God,
hallelujah.
I will run through troops. By my God, I will leap over walls. I'm going to blow through all of them. Say, it doesn't make any difference. He knew that the Lord was with him. I have said the Lord always before me. Because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved. How about if you can say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Now, is the Lord with you? Do you know that he is with you. See, now that's the message this morning. Very simple. See, that's how you get the victory. He said, who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Now, if you don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God, then you haven't started on that journey into the kingdom of God yet. See, the road to the kingdom of God starts with Jesus. I am the way, he said, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto the Father except by me. So you cannot do it any other way. There is just no way, you know, to get to God or to get all of these things outside of Jesus. But the afflictions that we face, the daily challenges, whether they are difficulties, whether they are trials of life, whether it's sickness, whether it's whatever, the Bible says, this is the victory that overcomes all these things, even your faith. Now, if you have faith this morning, well, you say, how can I get faith? Well, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Amen. Not just hearing fables and stories and so forth like that. Now, if we were to get up here and tell you stories and so forth, that wouldn't increase your faith. But when we preach to you the word of God, when you receive that word, once you receive it in, the Holy Spirit, he puts a light on it. It's like a seed. And then when the light strikes that seed, boom, you have the faith and you have the victory. In every situation, you can win when you know how to use your faith. How many of you say praise the Lord? Now, faith will go up against anything. And we preached a message some months ago and said, real faith never gives up. You know, the real faith will never give up. No matter what you're going through, if you have faith in the Lord, he will pull you through. And if you have faith, you will not give up. See, you will endure hardships. You will endure afflictions. But at the end, you will overcome in the name of the Lord. See, he said, we are born to overcome. See, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. You are born to overcome. No sickness, no disease, no challenge, no problem, you know, should ever get the better of you. Because you have the power of the living God. See, he says you are born to overcome. Whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. But how do they do it? They do it by their faith. Now, without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. Hebrews 11 and verse 6. You say, impossible to please the Lord? That's right. There are not too many places in the Bible where the word impossible is used. Well, that's one of them. It is impossible to please the Lord without faith. You cannot get anything from the Lord without faith. Now, faith is what God actually answers. Not exactly the prayer, but it is the faith that he answers. Now, if you're praying and you have no faith, then you're not going to get anything, see? Because the Bible says, when you pray, believe that you receive, and you shall have whatsoever you say. See, but if you don't believe, then it's a waste of time praying in the first place. But you must believe, and the Lord is going to give you a miracle every time. Now, I'm going to read some comforting scriptures for us here this morning before we pray. Just a short message. And the Lord, 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 18. I want everybody to turn with me to it. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work. Amen. Amen? Amen. And he will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. Glory. To whom be glory. Yes. Forever and ever. How many of you can shout the victory on that? That's right. The Lord will deliver me. That means you'll be compassed about with every evil work, but the Lord will deliver you. He will deliver you. I don't care what it is. Doesn't matter what it is. The Lord will deliver you. Praise God. I mean, that was Paul's confession. He laid it right out. See, is that your confession of faith this morning? Do you know that he is able?
Amen.
Is he able to deliver you? You know, they were about to throw the three Hebrew boys into the fire. You know, and they said, well, okay, and so forth like that. We're not, you know, anxious or whatever about this. You know, Because we know that our God is able to deliver us. See, you must settle it in your heart that God is able to deliver you. And he said, and they said, furthermore, peradventure, God chooses not to deliver us, not because he can't, but for whatever reason known only to him, he allows you to suffer some things and so forth like that. You know, whatever the case may be, you know, you must first of all determine in your heart that God is able to deliver you. That one is non-negotiable.
Yes.
How many of you say amen?
Amen.
It is a non-negotiable statement of faith that you must know that the Lord is able to deliver you. And once you know that, then when you come up against it, trouble, he will deliver you. Praise God. See, and sometimes he'll give you wisdom. You know, faith works with wisdom and knowledge and all of these things. You know, he'll give you faith, he'll give you wisdom, he'll give you whatever thing that you need as long as you believe that the Lord is able. Now, the Bible says they limited the Holy One of Israel. See, those people didn't believe that God could do anything for them in the wilderness and so forth. You know, and so they limited God. See, and that's the reason that God doesn't do very much for people today, because they limit the Lord. Now, if you can believe, Jesus said, if thou canst only believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. See, it all works around faith. It really is very simple. If you believe, every one of you today already has faith. You have a measure of faith. When you came in through these doors this morning, see, most of the time when you come into church like this, you pull the door, you expect the door to open. See, you come in, you don't check out the seat to see whether I can hold your weight. You just sit down on the seat anyhow. Amen? Sure, that's exercising faith. See, you don't think about it, but you're doing it anyway. Now, you take that into the spiritual and just believe God. When you pray, just know in your heart that God's going to do it already. See, don't even think about it. Don't struggle with the idea of believing. Just know that he is going to do it. That's how simple it is. Now, some people struggle and say, well, I don't feel like that and so forth. I don't know how God's going to do it. Just believe. See, praise God.
Hallelujah.
And if you're having trouble believing, say it out loud like this. The Lord will deliver me from every evil work. See, now Paul, he was on every side, imprisonments, in shipwrecks, you know, all kinds of things and so forth. But he said, I know the Lord will deliver me. I don't know, you know, what situation you are in today. Do you know that the Lord will deliver you? Do you have the faith? Do you have what it takes to overcome? Now, let me put it to you also another way. This faith that we have, God gives everybody a measure of faith. See, if you're a believer already, you have to have faith to be saved. For by grace are you saved through faith. Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But you cannot be saved except by faith. The same faith that you already have to be saved is the same faith that's going to give you victory throughout every situation that you have. And if you are not saved already this morning, it is really simple. All you've got to do is cry out for his mercy. We preached on the mercies of the Lord the last 2 or 3 weeks. All you've got to do is say, Lord God, have mercy on me. It is really that simple. You may say, well, I don't know how to pray and so forth. You don't need to worry about how to pray. You just cry out for his mercy. And that is one prayer that he can never turn down. Praise God. He will never, in fact, he's magnetized by that voice that cries for prayer. So when you cry to God for mercy, you know, he will be there and he will help you. Praise God. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Short message here that we want to do. And I'm going to pray for some people this morning. You say, well, pray? Sure. Because my house shall be called the house of prayer. See, one of the reasons we gather together is prayer. See, the Bible says, my house shall be called the house of prayer. Praise God. While you are standing, I am going to read something to you here from the book of Psalms. David was a man that understood how to get the victory. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Verse 27, chapter 27 of Psalm. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Or even of what See, may not be a person, may be a situation. Of what shall you be afraid? So when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and they fell. And here is the best part of it. I love this one. Say, though an host should encamp against me. See, David sometimes was surrounded by armies, but he didn't care. You see, say, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. Why? Because in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. See, David, he knew it. He said, the Lord is going to hide me. See, praise God. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. Amen. Praise God. Oh yes, sir. Give the Lord a hand clap. Sure. Psalm 34. He said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth around them that fear the Lord, and he delivered them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, blessed are those that hope in his salvation. Oh, yes, that trust in his mercy. Praise God. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Just a couple more verses of scripture while you're standing, please. I want to read just to lift our faith and we'll pray. Amen. Praise God. Isaiah. I want to read that chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. Comfort ye. Comfort ye, my people, said the Lord. He said, speak comfortably to my people this morning. Say unto them, their warfare is accomplished. And their iniquity is pardoned. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Now turn with me, if you have your Bibles. And on this next verse, then we are going to pray. But I want us to do it together. I love this verse. I call it my declaration of faith. Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 7. We're going to do it together. If you have a Bible, if you don't, grab one real quick. We're going to say this together. Oh, yes. And then we're going to pray. Now, praise God. The power of the Lord is present to heal. The power of the Lord is also present to deliver you and meet all your needs. Amen. So Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 7. We're going to say it together. This is our declaration of faith. Let's say it together. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint. And I know that I shall not be ashamed. How many of you say praise the Lord? Do you know that you will not be ashamed? No matter what you are going through, you will never be ashamed. Praise God. The Lord is going to help you. Amen. Now let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we have declared your word this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel liberated in my spirit. Amen. Lord, we thank you because your word is forever settled in heaven.
Amen.
And it is settled also here. It says, if two of you shall agree as touching anything, that's Matthew chapter 18, on anything that they will ask upon the earth, he said, I will do it. Now, I am going to agree with some people today. Now, if you want the power of the Lord in your life, perhaps you don't know this Jesus that we're talking about this morning. This is an opportunity for you. We never want to close any service without giving people a chance to give their lives to the Lord. But let me tell you this. The Bible says the gates of ignorance God has overlooked. But now he commands everybody everywhere to repent. You must repent in order to be born again. No, I'm not going to ask you to come here and sign some register and shake my hand and then be born again. No, it doesn't work that way. You must repent.
Amen.
Praise God. See, some people don't want to repent. They just want to accept. See, no, that's not what it works. He says you must repent and you must be born again. So you have to give up the old ways. Now, if you don't want to give up, then you are not ready yet. But if you want to give up, but you say, well, I want to give up, but I can't. Well, he will help you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So I want some of you this morning, if you want salvation, you want deliverance.
Yes.
See, the Bible said the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Now, that's for some of you today to hear that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For he has sent me here this morning to preach the good news, which I just did. See, and he said deliverance to the captives. Amen. Setting at liberty them that are bruised.
Yes.
Well, in any condition, in any situation that you are here this morning, I'm going to give you a chance. If you want the power of God to break or snap anything that you are going through, I'm going to give you a chance to come forward this morning. And we are going to believe the Lord with you. The Bible says, if any two of you shall agree as touching anything, God will do it from heaven. So I'm going to agree with you this morning. Now, if you are already saved, but you have a situation and so forth, I don't need to know what it is. I just need to believe with you. Amen.
Amen.
Because if I can believe with you, whatever is on your heart this morning, I'm going to believe with you. And the Lord is going to give you the breakthrough. Praise God.
Amen.
Now, the power of faith is unlimited when it works in agreement. When you can get one more person to believe with you, you can have whatsoever that you want to have. Praise God. So I'm going to ask, if you have any need, take a step of faith and let's believe the Lord together this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, is there anybody that needs a miracle this morning? Whatever the miracle. Now, if you have your hands, come on forward. Don't be ashamed. Don't be bashful. The Lord is going to give you a breakthrough. Praise God. Hallelujah. You need a miracle here this morning? You want to get more of the anointing of God to help you energize that faith? This is the time. Praise God. The power of our Lord is present this morning. Praise God. Amen. Now I'm going to pray for those who are here. See, and I want the Lord, I want the church to believe with me. Because the Bible says all things are possible to him that believeth. Praise God. Hallelujah. All things are possible to him that believes. And this is a victory that overcomes the world. Your very faith. And don't let the devil tell you that you don't have faith. The fact that you got out of your seat this morning to come stand out here, that's faith already. Can I get a witness on that? That's right. Because if you didn't believe the Lord would do anything for you, you wouldn't come out here. So that's faith already. And we're going to believe the Lord together. Now, here's what I'm going to do. See? The Bible says whatsoever we bind on earth is going to be bound in heaven. And whatever we lose on earth will be lost in heaven. So first, because you cannot enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods unless you first bind him. So, let's get the devil out of the way. Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, Satan, hear the word of the Lord. These are God's inheritance. Therefore, let my people go. In Jesus' mighty name. We bind the unclean spirits. That's right. It is an unclean spirit that causes all these problems. We bind the unclean spirits this morning. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness in the house? The Bible says, if any two of you shall agree as touching anything, and whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Lord, thank you this morning. The power of darkness is broken in Jesus' name. And then he also says that whatsoever you release shall be released. Praise God. Now there is such a sweet spirit upon us this morning, and I'm going to release. Amen. Now, Father, we release the working of miracles into every life here. Praise God. God will take the two loaves and five fishes in your life and by the working of miracles that we release into your life this morning, oh, it will go a long way. Your needs will be met. Your bills will be paid. And every situation that you are facing this morning, God is going to do it. Praise God. Father, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus for everyone that is here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Lord, that your hand will be upon every one of these people in Jesus' mighty name. What would you like the Lord to do for you? Go ahead.
Stop AIDS in Africa.
What is it?
Stop AIDS in Africa.
Stop AIDS in Africa. She wants to pray that God will stop AIDS in Africa. Well, God loves all those people in Africa as well as everybody else. Father, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
For what she's asking for this morning, Lord, that you will help and work a miracle and give knowledge and understanding in those places. Blessed be thy name. And deliver them, Lord, from those kind of plagues by the understanding of thy word. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. What would you like the Lord to do for you?
He will take my career to a high level.
Oh, yes. He always loves to do that. The only reason that you are limited is if you don't release your faith. But he says the Lord is able. Father, in the name of Jesus, she's asking that you would take her career to a new level. Father, I believe and I agree with her this morning. Do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And let your testimony redound to the glory of your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Praise God. What would you like the Lord to do for you this morning?
Increase power in the marketplace.
Oh, yes. Increase power in the marketplace. You know the Lord, the Bible says, be it known unto you that it is the Lord, thy God, that giveth thee the power to get wealth. Praise God. The Lord will, even when you sleep, he will seal the instruction in your heart what to do the next day. That's what the Bible says. Father, in the name of Jesus, losing, Lord, even her mind, let it be united with the force of the Holy Spirit so that she will have a perfect understanding and the light will guide her into greater treasures, Lord, in the marketplace, even as she said, in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. It's that simple. Praise God. What would you like the Lord to do for you? Oh, yes, sir. The Lord loves that kind of prayer. Oh, and I tell you what, the Bible says, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Father, Lord, give her a breakthrough in her marriage, she said. In the name of, oh, thank you, Jesus. In the name of the Lord, praise God. I command that devil, that's an unclean spirit that comes in there to try to break that up, what God has said. I bind that unclean spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let your name be glorified. Lord, give her a breakthrough, Lord, in this relationship in the mighty name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified. But Lord, we thank you because you established that union. And Lord, you will keep for them, oh Lord. Hallelujah. And everything that the devil has tried to foul it up, we rebuke and command him to take off his hands from that marriage. And let the Lord come through in Jesus' name. But I pray also for the spirit of forgiveness. Oh yes. There can be no breakthrough in relationship without forgiveness. Lord, in the name of Jesus, bring that spirit upon every one of them that's involved in Jesus' name. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. What would you like the Lord to do for you?
To be filled with the Holy Spirit,
oh,
to get out the bad evil.
Oh, yes.
And to pray for forgiveness and healing.
Yes, he says, I want to get the evil spirit out and be filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, the Lord said the unclean spirit is what's doing all of that. Father, we rebuke that today. Now, how do we do that? We command him to leave in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord, the power of God can snap that, see. But you must be willing, you know, to give it all up to the Lord. You know, trade in everything for the Lord today and take upon him. Take from him his yoke in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord, deliver him this morning, Lord, in Jesus' name. From the unclean spirit. And Lord, let the power of the Holy Spirit come in his life. Let him understand the message and the truth of thy word in Jesus' mighty name. And fulfill the desires of his heart in the mighty name of Jesus. Let him be 100% whole in his mind, giving soundness of mind In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise God.
Mama, God bless you. Would you like the Lord to do for you? Pray for your children.
Praise God. She's praying for her children. You know, the Bible says children are the heritage of the Lord. Father, Lord, all the wonderful children that you have blessed her with, Lord, I pray for every one of them. Some of them are in this country, some are overseas. Lord, I pray for every one of them. The mother's prayer, the mother's love out of her heart, the Holy Spirit reaching into her mind now and bringing that prayer out, reaching out with that love and that compassion to all those children, Lord, that she's praying for. Lord, in the name of Jesus, draw all of them in, Lord, into the kingdom of God and establish them, Lord, and let your name be glorified. Let her joy be filled. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. What would you like the Lord to do for you?
To remove the unclean spirit and to get employment.
Oh, yes. He said, I want the Lord to remove the unclean spirit. How many of you believe the Lord spoke against those unclean spirits this morning? That's right. Lord, in Jesus, losing him from that spirit, Lord. In the name of the Lord, I command the unclean spirit in his life, come out of him. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, Lord, let him come in his right mind. In Jesus' name. Now, you must read the word of God. See, you must read that word. Because the Bible says when the unclean spirit is gone out, if you don't fill your heart with goodness of the word of God, a worse thing will come. Now we pray in the name of Jesus, that will not happen to you. Now, so you read the word of God, and he's looking for employment also. Father, in the name of Jesus, he sought the first thing first. He said, deliver me first from the unclean spirit. Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, deliver him from the unclean spirit.
Amen.
And give him that employment.
Amen.
That he's looking for in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, Lord, and let him come back with a testimony. Praise God. How many of you can say amen to that?
Amen.
Oh, yes, praise God. What would you like the Lord to do for you?
The grace of God over my family.
Amen. The grace of God over my family, he said. Father, Lord, he said the Lord multiply his grace unto you. Now I command, let the name of the Lord be a shield over you. See, the Lord be gracious unto you and be merciful unto you. The Lord show you even his good favor for you and your family. And the Lord cause his peace. Yes, the peace of God that passeth understanding, that it will be with you. Take away the anxiety, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, everything that is in his heart for his family, do it, Lord. Hallelujah. And let the name of the Lord be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hold your life, Lord. Amen. She's wanting the Lord to give her good health and a breakthrough in her business. Praise God. This is the victory that overcomes the world. You know, the faith is how you're going to overcome all of those challenges and so forth. Father, Lord, losing her body, Lord, every part of it that is not right. Put it back, Lord. The great creator, his name is Jesus. And Lord, give her a breakthrough, Lord, in her finances, in her business, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now remember, it is the Lord thy God that giveth thee the power to get wealth. Yes, as we said already today, he will seal the instruction in your mind. Even when you are sleeping or whatever you are doing, he will give you a great idea. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, when you release this into her life, it shall be permanent.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. We release the goodness of God into your life. Praise God. Now let's give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. Amen. Oh my, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we did all of that, and it wasn't even so many minutes. Praise God.